This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. This evening in Washington, Attorney General John Ashcroft issued another alert to local law enforcement and federal agencies.
The administration has concluded, based on information developed, that there may be additional terrorist attacks within the United States and against United States interests over the next week. The administration views this information as credible, but unfortunately it does not contain specific information as to the type of attack or specific targets.
Attorney General John Ashcroft, NPR's Barbara Bradley joins me now. Barbara, the Attorney General said he didn't have any specifics.
That's right. He said that investigators had received a warning that something could happen in the next few days, but there's no indication of where or when or by whom or by what method. I talked to one law enforcement official earlier today, or just after this, actually, and he said that they have no indication of what kind of attack was being claimed here. It could be anything from, quote, a firecracker to bioterrorism. He also said they regularly get these alerts in these kind of vague formats. They can't confirm them or debunk them. So he said they wrestle all day long about whether to publicize the alert. And in the end, today they decided to publicize it because there was a time frame connected to the warning. They decided to issue the alert in that way. If something actually did happen, the government would have warned us.
But what good does a non-specific warning like this do?
Well, someone asked the Attorney General that in the press conference, you know, won't people stop listening if they keep issuing these alerts and nothing happens? And the Attorney General said no. He said he trusts the American people to go about their business, but they should be on the lookout for anything unusual and report it to the police. Now, as you know, Ashcroft issued a similar statement on October 11th. After that, mayors and police officials were kind of annoyed. They hadn't gotten enough information to know what to do with it, they said. Earlier today, FBI Director Robert Mueller told an international group of police that in a meeting at Canada that in the past, the FBI has failed to share information with local police, and he wants to make them more of a partner. So, you know, that's what he's doing. He's telling 18,000 police organization, plus the Immigration Service, the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, and the EPA and others about this.
This comes after Homeland Security Director Tom Ridge had some less than reassuring news about the investigation into the anthrax attacks.
That's right. Earlier today, Mr. Ridge said there are so far, quote, a lot of theories out there. We just need some facts to turn a theory into reality. As you know, so far three people have died and a dozen others have been sickened with the disease. They've found anthrax spores in mailrooms in the Supreme Court and State Department and the building that houses the Voice of America and the Food and Drug Administration. We have no idea whether it's connected to the September 11th attacks.
Thanks, Barbara.
You're welcome.
NPR's Barbara Bradley.